Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Today, I want to tell you how organizing your house is like playing Candy Crush. Maybe you've never played the game Candy Crush, but it's a free downloadable app on my iPhone. And oh my gosh, you guys, Candy Crush, it is so addicting. It's so ridiculously simple and mindless and stupid, but it's addicting. So I downloaded this game Candy Crush to my phone. I think it was 3 years ago, and it was in the summer. And in the summer, like, my brain is totally gone. And I obsessively played this game, played it all the way to Florida while we were at Florida on the way home. And finally in August, I just had to take the game completely off my phone because I had no willpower. Like, at every moment I was playing Candy Crush. Well, this summer at the beach, a couple of years later, I put Candy Crush back on my phone. I wasn't as addicted the first time, but I was pretty addicted. It's actually on there now, and I'm not playing it, although I might play it after I record this podcast because it's super fun. So I was trying to think, you know, we set out to organize our house. It's almost 2018. You're going to set a goal to get organized, lose weight, and get your finances in order all at one time, because those are the top three New Year's resolutions, and we all want to do all of those. So on January 1st, when people say, what are you going to do? You say, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, I'm going to get out of debt, and I'm going to get organized. Like, duh. That's what everybody's going to do every single January. I thought, all right, well, I want to record a podcast that's a little entertaining but has a little bit of truth to it. So let's compare organizing our house to playing this game, Candy Crush. Really, any of those app games on your phone are probably going to suffice, but I know a lot of you ladies have played Candy Crush. This is not a podcast that gives you permission to go download Candy Crush because she compared it to it. So maybe I should do like a 40-hour test drive. Don't download the game if you've never played. Essentially, and it's so funny, when I first played it, I thought you could win. Like, I thought you could get to the end. And the people who made the app are brilliant, and they just kept making more and more and more levels. Like, you can't win. Like, there are like millions of levels. You can never win, just so you know. So the game board looks like Candyland. Did you ever play that game, Candyland? I love that game. First of all, I love that game, especially for kids with learning disabilities, because the game spaces are colors. And you turn over your card and you just go to the next square on the little lane that is the color that is on the card. And so it works great for kids with learning disabilities because they don't have to count spaces, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You may think that's really easy, but if you have a child that has learning disabilities and has trouble with one-to-one correspondence or counting or recognizing numbers or all three, then almost all board games are infuriating and really hard to play. But Candyland is easy to play, and everybody loves Candyland. Plus, Candyland is a really, really fun multicolored board, and you're a little colored gingerbread person, and you go around this board that has all these pictures of candy on it. How can it be more fun than this? So the app is kind of like playing Candyland, only you play it on your phone. So you get to level one, and right now I can't even think how you play the game, but you eliminate or you free the candies or whatever. Whatever you have to do to get through level one, which is usually very easy, and then you go to the next one and the next one and the next one. So when you start this week, when you start to get organized, when you say, it's 2018 and I am getting organized and all of this stuff is out of here before you guys go back to school, I want this house organized. What you mean is, you're going to declutter things, donate, sell, and get rid of things. That's what you mean by getting organized the last week of the year. That's like the first 20 levels of Candy Crush. You go in, you play it, you go to the next level. You go in, you play it, you go to the next level. This is great. I'm going to go in this room. I'm going to fill this trash bag. I'm going to take it out to the car. I'm going to donate it. And you go in a room, you fill a trash bag, and you get out, like levels 1 through 15. And you're just filling, donating trash, go through the house, you get a nice high, you're doing a little bit of exercise. So you're saying, that's right. And I'm going to lose weight, getting rid of all of this stuff because it's so heavy. I have to carry it out of the house. Now I'm doing strength training while I'm decluttering my house. So you're taking it all out and you're trashing it. And people have so much trash out there. Thank you for all of the garbage collectors in the area for your service, especially for the Americans. We really, really thank you. You're taking it all out there and you're clearing out the house and you're taking down the holiday decorations and the house is feeling lighter and you feel like you're doing a great job. And then all of a sudden you go back into a room that you've already decluttered and you're just looking around to see if there's any more clutter and you get a little bit stuck. Like it's not as easy to get through the room. You start to hem and haw. Do we need that? Don't we need that? I think that my husband has to make that decision. Maybe I need my husband. You can't find your husband, especially if he knows you want to ask him a question. So you can't find the people you need. It's getting harder to make the decisions. This is in Candy Crush when they don't let you pass the level right away. And you're like, well, this is ridiculous. How did I not pass this level? So you play it again and maybe you get through it right away. One or two tries, you get through the level again. So now you're back on the little candy path and you're going to the next level. Okay. We've got this house decluttered, like all the holiday boxes are out. We've taken the returns back to the store. We've donated as much as we can. We've loaded up the trash men with everything that we could trash. We're at the end of level 15. Organization to this part has been fairly quick wins and levels that we can quickly pass. And we feel like we're making great momentum. And then you get to about January 8th. So January 8th comes and your goal this year is to get organized and you basically have decluttered all the obvious decluttering spaces and you're looking around for a quick win and you don't see one. There are no more quick wins. So we're going to organize this house. Where do we start? Where do you start? I mean, all right, I'm going to start with my kitchen desk drawer because I could stand here and do this while the kids do homework. All right, I'm going to start with the kitchen desk drawer. So you empty that out, get rid of everything you don't need. You might even go buy some extra little containers because, hey, you got really into the buying mode in December. We need to do a little more buying in January. So you buy some containers. You get that drawer perfectly organized. You close it. Now you have one perfectly organized drawer in your entire house, and you're like, that looks great. I want my whole house to be that organized. And then you look around your house and you go, well, first of all, drawer organizers are readily available. It's pretty easy to organize a junk drawer if you really want to with about $20 or less and about an hour of time. You look in your closet, you look in your kids' closets, you look in your basement, you're looking for another quick win. There are no more quick wins. Maybe clean out the pantry. That would be a quick win. Now we're in Candy Crush. You know, we're having to do a level two or three times, but we're still passing. Okay, I'll do the refrigerator. All right, I'll do the pantry. And you go through the areas of your house that you have organized in the past successfully that just need to be tweaked and maintained. Awesome. Back on the path. I'm just going to do these small spaces that I've done before. I will be able to do this. And you get to about the middle of January. Maybe January 21st. Maybe you've made it all the way to Martin Luther King Day in the U.S. You're looking around. You're like, okay, the things that I have left to organize in this house, which is pretty much 80% of the house, are things that either A, I've never organized successfully myself before, or B, I don't know where you would start, and C, are there any organizers we can buy for this? Because that would make this a lot more fun. Like if I could go buy the organizers and then come home and then somehow make my space work for the organizers I bought, that's usually how I organize. But usually doesn't work. And it costs a lot of money. And the spaces I have to organize, there aren't organizers you could buy for. Isn't that a bummer? Don't you hate that when there's nothing you can go out and buy? And that is because 99% of organization has nothing to do with the cute containers. Sorry, it doesn't. So this is where you are stuck. You are stuck on Candy Crush. I'm sorry, I'm going to be very detailed because this has been me. You're stuck on the level. You have learned the tricks for getting through the lower levels, and now you're stuck on whatever level you're on, 56 or something. You try all the tricks that you know, You're looking at the board again. I've tried this level 20 times. I cannot crush this level. What do I have to do to get through this level? There are two things I do when I'm playing Candy Crush. Number one, you can pay. First of all, you can pay for more moves after you run out of your five lives. And I'm not even going to tell you how much money I spend doing that because I'm very competitive. And number two, you can pay for help. Like in this one Candy Crush thing, there's like this sucker that you buy and it'll smash whatever block you don't need. So I play the game all the way up till I have like two moves left. And then I buy the smasher thing to smash the ones I know I'm not going to be able to do to get to the next level. So you can buy help. The other thing you could do when you can't break the level of Candy Crush is you can go over to YouTube and then you can search how to beat level 57 in Candy Crush. And then they will show you a video of some genius who knows how to actually beat the level. Then I actually watch that video like two or three times, and then I go back and two or three times later, I can pass the game. So if I don't feel like paying a couple dollars, I'll go watch the YouTube video because I'm probably feeling guilty because I've already spent like $10 on this game. I know it's a waste of money. I'm well aware, but you know, it was my vice a couple of summers. It's embarrassing to say this, but there are only two ways of getting through those levels of Candy Crush. You either go spend the time and you watch the videos of somebody who knows how to do that space, or you pay the money to level you up to the next level. Those are the two outs. It's the same with organizing. You're in the middle of January. You've gotten as far as you can get, and you're going to tackle, let's say, the front hall closet or the laundry room. You have two choices. You can go to Pinterest or YouTube and see spaces of people who have organized those themselves, or you can hire help. You could get a professional organizer, or you could do my 100-day home organization program. You go to Pinterest, YouTube, you watch how they do that, and then you change that area and you go to the next area. So when you get stuck in organizing, you can go online and find resources of people who have done it before you and keep going step by step through those things. The other thing I want to say about how Candy Crush is the same as organizing your house is I'm definitely going to have to play at the end of this. I'll put on Instagram that I'm playing Candy Crush. When I would play Candy Crush, I would get somewhat obsessed. I think you can tell that just from the passionate level I'm talking about Candy Crush in this podcast. I would find extra time to play Candy Crush. I would play Candy Crush after my husband went to bed next to me for way too long, trying to get through a level. Like I had to play this Candy Crush. When you organize your house, the same thing will happen. As you start to get wins and you are flying through those levels, you're flying through the spaces in your house, you're decluttering, you are going to want to spend more time organizing your house because you are having such success. Equally, when you get frustrated because you cannot get that laundry room organized, it's still not functioning and it is driving you bananas, you are going to start researching and figuring out, I'm going to conquer this laundry room. Somebody is going to win, the laundry room or me, and I'm the human. So I'm probably going to be the one who's going to win. And you get this energy and determination that you are going to get this laundry room organized. And then once you beat that level on Candy Crush or get that laundry room organized, then you're like, whew, that was a lot of work. I'm going to go eat bonbons, go shopping, and I'm sure there's something else I could be doing with my time. I would find that once I broke through that level, I not necessarily wanted to play a whole bunch of easy levels on Candy Crush, or, you know, it started to get like, I kind of wanted the challenge, actually. And so I'd stop playing Candy Crush for a while. And then when I had some time, I would go back to it. And so playing Candy Crush for me was more of a on again, off again, on again, off again relationship. So I would do it for a long time and then I wouldn't do it at all. And I think this is how a lot of us approach getting our house organized. Like, I'm going to get organized. Oh, I'm out of town. Oh, somebody got sick, or I had to work late, or we ran out of money, or whatever. There are things, there are obstacles that come up in your path to stop you on your organization journey. I have two things to offer you that are going to help you as you are naturally going to want to get organized next week. First of all, I have queued up for you. I am so excited. From today, today is a brand new podcast on Organize 365. From today all the way through January 8th, you are going to get a podcast in your feed to listen to if you subscribe to the Sunday Basket podcast. So starting tomorrow, I am going to give you podcasts from Organize 365 in the past. We're going to have a binge, an Organize 365 binge. And I have pulled out podcasts that I have recorded in the past and put them in the exact order I would have you listen to them if you are brand new to Organize 365. So two things. One, if you're brand new to Organize 365, yay! Two, if you're not brand new to Organize 365, re-listen to these episodes. These are the ones that are going to help you with the mental mindset you need going forward. And please share this podcast. Share this podcast on Facebook, on Instagram, when you're with your family and friends over the next 2 weeks. Say, hey, you should be listening. Lisa's got this binge going on. Listen to the Organize 365 binge. So the Organize 365 binge tomorrow will introduce me to your family and friends that you refer. Then on Sunday, we're going to talk about the phases of organization and organizational quicksand and on and on and on. Next Friday, another brand new podcast. And then on Sunday, the 31st, I am going to be launching the Sunday Basket podcast. So go on over to search for the Sunday Basket podcast in your iTunes player. It should be there now. You're going to be able to subscribe. You'll get a really short, like, 2 minute episode, but then it'll be there so that as that one starts on December 31st, you will get all 8 podcasts. I'm going to podcast every single day on that podcast from the 31st until the 7th. All of those will fill up in your queue and you'll get some new podcasts. So that is how I'm going to help you over this winter break with daily motivation for helping you to get organized. That's number one. Number two, I have just this morning opened the 100-day home organization program. So now is the time. You've heard me talk about it over and over and over again. The 100-day home organization program helps you with all of the good and the bad that comes from organizing your house like you're playing Candy Crush. So the 100-day home organization program gives you 100 actionable 15-minute a day activities starting on Monday, January 1st. So on Monday, January 1st, you will get a 15-minute activity. It will come to you by email. It will include a 1 to 3 minute video, an actionable step, and links to any related products or podcasts that I mentioned in that video. The best thing about the 100-day home organization program versus the way I just explained how you organize your house when you're playing Candy Crush is that this program is designed to systematically, in a specific order, get your entire house organized in 100 days. Now, it's a lifetime membership. You do not have to complete all 100 days in 100 days. We do this 3 times a year. You will get it over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, there has now been one. I have seen one person actually do all 100 days in 100 days. She did not do it every single day, though. There were some days that she did not organize, but she would catch up. I have never seen anybody do it, but podcast editor Amanda, congratulations. You are the very first one. Most people get through 21 days the first time, 42 days the second time, and all the way through the program the third time. In the course of 2018, you would be able to get through your whole house 3 times. So even if you do 21 days and then 42 and then 100, you're still getting through your whole house. This is going to give you the do the next step. The teacher said to do this. Here's all the resources you need. Here's the motivation. Go ahead and do it. Also, with the 100-day home organization program, you get a planner. And on January 1st at 7 o'clock at night from 7 to 9, Facebook Live in our 100-day home organization program Facebook group, I will be helping you plan your 2018. And we will be going page by page through the first part of the planner and setting up your goals and figuring out your proper days and all of your productivity. It is going to be so much fun. Doing the 100-day home organization program really helps you from doing this hot and heavy organization 1 week and then not for a couple weeks and then back for a couple weeks. It takes you slow and steady through organizing your house and then once you've organized it, through maintaining your house. It also helps you with that how do you cheat to get through the levels? Because when you get to a level that you're stuck on, I'm providing a video every day. We have a private Facebook group that you can go to. Every single week, I get on live in that Facebook group and I answer all the questions on Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern. You submit your questions in advance. I record the video. Even if you don't do Facebook, you will get the video and you will be able to see people's questions being answered. There are moderators in the group also that will help you. So if you've been thinking, oh, that 100-day program, that sounds good, I'm going to do that someday, I am telling you, it is the game changer from waking up on January 1st, 2018 and saying, I'm going to get out of debt, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, and I'm finally going to get my house organized, to waking up on January 1st, 2019 and saying, I got organized. I got organized last year. I'm going to increase my productivity. I'm going to start my new business. I'm going to start my foundation. I'm going to do whatever it is you were meant to do. There is something that is burning, a desire inside you that you were uniquely created to do and fulfill. My job is to help you get organized so you can get out of the minutia and live the life you're supposed to be living. We as women are so, not trapped, but we're taken out. We are being taken out by the everyday, household tasks, cleaning, disorganization, expectations on our time and our emotions. We are being taken out of the unique, positive, creative energy that we were uniquely created to fulfill by doing these everyday tasks. You guys, these everyday tasks can get done in much less time. We just need to be more organized and purposeful and productive in how we do it. And I really want to be your coach and motivate you through that in 2018. So take a look at that. Go to organize365.com. And on the homepage, you can sign up for the 100-day program there, or just go to organize365.com/100-days. I hope to see you in the 100-day program in 2018.